We have a Father's Day theme for today.
We certainly do. We're going to be talking about two genre films which feature two very angry dads.
Oh, angry dads are great. Yeah, who doesn't love them?
On opposite sides of the good guy spectrum.
Okay.
Okay. I'll start with Blood Father. Mel Gibson is in this one. Erin Moriarty and William H. Macy also feature. It's directed by a guy called Jean-Francois Richet. Lydia, played by Erin Moriarty, she's been a very, very silly teenager. She's managed to get herself mixed up with some drug dealers who now want to kill her because she botched up a murder that they were planning. So now she's on the hit list. So, of course, she turns to the man that she hasn't seen in years, her estranged deadbeat dad, Link, who's played by Mel Gibson, who's now living in isolation in a trailer in some small town outside of LA, working as a tattoo artist after serving some hard time, going through alcoholism and drug addiction and all that sort of thing, and trying to go straight.
Wow.
Yes. There's really not much doubt that Link is actually going to help his daughter because the name of the film is called Blood Father, so that's a bit of a giveaway. This film, it's pretty much a low-budget throwback to action films of the 80s and 90s, many of which went straight to video. Remember that format?
I do remember that format very well.
Yes, I remember watching the trailers before the new video. But this film is actually definitely lifted by the European directing sensibilities of Jean-Francois Richet, and it has kind of a European feel to it, so it makes it a bit more interesting. And of course, there's also the star power of the resurrected Mel Gibson, cast as a man looking to make up for past mistakes. And if anyone needs to be cast for making up past mistakes, and probably Mel Gibson. There are a couple of scenes in particular which make fun of Mel Gibson's off-screen disasters of previous years, and we'll have a knowing nod and a wink to each other as they watch them. Look, Blood Father will satisfy the bloodlust of the nostalgic action fan who yearns for a simpler time, BC. And when I say BC, I mean before CGI, and proves that you still can get blood from a stone.
Nice. Sounds a little bit Payback meets Taken.
A bit of that. Well, not so much Taken. He's got his daughter, but it's the drug dealers, they want her back.
Now, Don't Breathe is a particularly different change of pace.
Yes, well, we've been on the action genre there. We're moving into the horror thriller genre, another one which was big in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Well, it's always a popular one to go to. This one stars Stephen Lang. You might remember him as the bad guy from Avatar.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. He was the bad colonel or the bad general or whatever. Jane Levy, Dylan Minnette and Daniel Zavato are also in this. It's directed and written by a guy called Fede Alvarez, who was responsible for the Evil Dead remake, which came out a couple of years ago. This is about three teenagers who think they're about to commit the easiest burglary ever. Robbing a blind man. Hey, he's blind. We can even do it while he's still at home.
Oh, my.
Yeah, big mistake. Turns out this blind man is very protective of his home. He has almost superhuman strength and powers of recovery. He has a sense of hearing better than his own dog, who's actually quite vicious as well. And he's also a pretty good shot for a blind guy. Look, I would have been satisfied enough if this film had just been about these three teens trying to outwit their maddened pursuer and escape what is a bit of a maze of a house. But at one point, towards the end of it, I guess Act Two, you'd say the film kind of veers into Joseph Fritzl's Silence of the Lambs territory. That's all I'll say about that, which gets just a little bit gross in one scene.
Oh, wow.
In particular. And actually had the audience laughing at it. It was so kind of over the top and silly. So I think this was the director trying to be a bit contemporary, and I think it just backfired just a little bit, but I won't say too much more. Look, apart from this misstep, Alvarez has done a very effective job of ramping up the tension in this sort of fortunately, unfortunately horror thriller. The house is very creepy, and some scenes are reminiscent of the good parts of Silence of the Lambs. Do you remember where Agent Starling is in the dark, fumbling away through, and you know,
Buffalo Bill
is pursuing her? Well, some scenes are actually probably maybe even direct rip-offs of that, but it still brings back good memories of a good film, except both pursuer and... everyone's blind in this one. Not all of the teens will be breathing at the end of this film, but Don't Breathe does breathe some fresh life back into a fairly tired old genre.
All right, two very different Father's Day themes.
Yeah, see it with Dad.
Well, why not?
See both of them with Dad.
And look, the other thing is, of course, we say goodbye to someone who we're both quite fond of.
Gene Wilder rode off into the sunset this week.
He did. He will be sorely missed.
He will be sorely missed. So I was hoping we could play a little bit from one of my favourite ever Gene Wilder films, Blazing Saddles.
Very happy for us to go out with that. We will talk more cinema next week.
Been a pleasure.
Where are you headed, cowboy?
Nowhere special.
Nowhere special. I always wanted to go there.
Come on.
Yes, he will be very, very sorely missed, Mr. Gene Wilder. And you know what? It's a great time to get back into somebody's back catalogue. Check out Blazing Saddles, of course, Young Frankenstein. And you know what? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, if you have to.